From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, October 17th. I'm Jonathan All, in for Abby Larico. Missouri Attorney General Catherine Hanaway is laying out her agenda for the statewide office, particularly how to fight crime.
I think I'm going to be more aggressive than maybe some of my predecessors in saying to local prosecutors, look, we've got capacity. How can we help you?
St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talks with Hanaway about her first few weeks on the job. That's coming up on The Gateway. Meanwhile, Attorney General Hanaway is drawing fire for trying to derail a referendum on a new congressional map. Hanaway filed a federal lawsuit on Wednesday, contending that a bid to put a recently passed map up for a statewide vote is unconstitutional. The GOP official says that a referendum from a group called People Not Politicians can't happen without specific authorization in the Missouri Constitution. Chuck Hatfield, an attorney for People Not Politicians, sharply disagrees with Hanaway's arguments.
The courts have been very consistent that people have the right to go gather signatures on a referenda. The Constitution guarantees that.
If Hanaway's lawsuit fails, People Not Politicians will need about 106,000 signatures by December 11th to make it to the 2026 ballot. The Local Machinists Union has filed an unfair labor practice charge against Boeing, alleging the company is refusing to bargain, but it may not be reviewed until the government shutdown is over. St. Louis Public Radio's Olivia Mizell reports.
Federal strike mediators and the National Labor Relations Board are not currently working, but a union official said if the company agrees to meet, federal mediators would be considered essential workers. Boeing and the union have not had a negotiation meeting in nearly 3 weeks. During that negotiation, the union presented a modified version of its pre-ratified offer, but the company rejected it and countered with its most recent offer that membership rejected. The St. Louis area union members have been striking since August 4th. A statement from the company calls the move the union's latest publicity stunt and says, quote, the parties have been engaged for several weeks with the help of a federal mediator. I'm Olivia Mizell, St. Louis Public Radio.
Ameren Illinois' $128 million rate hike request for natural gas service should be cut down by nearly $44 million. That's according to the latest advisory ruling from the administrative judges. The Illinois Commerce Commission is expected to rule by early December. Consumer advocates are celebrating the decision and hope that state regulators curtail the request even further. Jim Chislin works with the Citizens Utility Board.
For the sake of Ameren's customers who have suffered through one gas rate hike after another, we urge the Illinois Commerce Commission to go far beyond the proposed order and slash Ameren's money grab.
The utility provider says that the rate hikes will help them stay in line with federal guidelines and provide reliable services. Missouri Department of Transportation workers are training for inclement weather that could cause hazardous streets and highways. As St. Louis Public Radio's Chad Davis reports, this comes after uncleared streets plagued the region in January.
The drill is meant to emulate a winter storm. They also tested the emergency communication system. MoDOT leaders said the training is essential since a large number of workers have less than 3 years of experience. It comes after an unusual winter storm in January that covered roads and highways with ice and snow for weeks. Sergeant Andy Gadberry is with the Missouri Highway Patrol. He says residents should stay at home when there's inclement weather. If they have to go out, they need to be prepared.
You have your car full of gas, have your tires filled up, and all that good stuff. Make sure that you have a fully charged phone before you leave.
The National Weather Service expects a warmer December and more storms in January and February. I'm Chad Davis, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri Historical Society has launched an initiative to remind St. Louisans about what makes the region special. The I Am St. Louis campaign encourages St. Louisans to dive deeper into the region's history and culture, as well as share their own stories. More than 300 organizations have joined in. Jody Sowell is the president and CEO of the Missouri Historical Society.
We have been protecting, preserving, and sharing the St. Louis story. That is our mission. We do it in different ways today than those founders did in 1866, as you're seeing with this latest campaign. But it's at the heart of everything we do, is connecting people more deeply to this place.
The Missouri Historical Society plans on releasing an I Am St. Louis book in the future. Sowell was a guest on St. Louis on the Air. It's been little over a month since Governor Mike Kehoe appointed Catherine Hanaway to be Missouri's Attorney General. The Republican office holder is laying out her priorities around fighting crime and defending the state's abortion laws. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum talked with her this week about her vision for the statewide office.
Hanaway had been out of political office for nearly two decades when Kehoe picked her to replace Andrew Bailey, who departed from the Attorney General's office to be Deputy Director of the FBI. She says there are some key differences between her current post and her other high-profile jobs, such as Missouri Speaker of the House and U.S. Attorney for Missouri's Eastern District.
As Speaker of the House, you still, you have to persuade 82 other people to agree with you in order to pass something out of the House. Then you still have to go to the Senate and the governor. As U.S. Attorney, you have a lot of autonomy, but there's still sort of main justice above you. In this job, the buck pretty much stops with me.
Hanaway's biggest focus is trying to fight crime, and she says her office can play a direct role in making urban and rural communities safer.
I think I'm going to be more aggressive than maybe some of my predecessors in saying to local prosecutors, look, we've got capacity. How can we help you? How can we get more cases? How can we reduce the number of murder cases that haven't been resolved?
Hanaway also says she plans to focus on consumer protection efforts, such as dealing with annoying text messages that try to defraud recipients. She also wants to make sure contractors are not ripping disaster victims off, especially in the wake of the May 16th tornado in St. Louis. And while Hanaway is planning on charting her own course as Attorney General, she'll also be continuing some of Bailey's legal pursuits, such as trying to oust St. Louis Sheriff Alfred Montgomery from office. Hanaway says the case to remove Montgomery is strong. That's especially the case, she says, after the city official was indicted on felony charges related to handcuffing then-acting jail commissioner Tammy Ross. He's currently in jail after violating conditions of his bond, including buying a burner phone.
So on the one side of the ledger, he's abusing his power by using it to sort of enhance himself. And on the other side of the ledger, he's not doing the job. And that is the perfect set of facts for what we call a quo warranto action to remove him from office. And he should be removed from office.
Hanaway wants to salvage Missouri's abortion restrictions after the passage of a constitutional amendment protecting abortion rights. Her office faced a setback this month when an appeals court declined to reverse a preliminary decision to block scores of statutory curbs on the procedure. Hanaway says it remains to be seen how the 2024 abortion rights measure, known as Amendment 3, affects the state's current abortion restrictions.
Did Amendment 3 legalize abortion and repeal every single restriction ever passed by the Missouri General Assembly? Or did it legalize abortion, but some of those restrictions stayed on the books? And I think the ballpark number is, close. I shouldn't guess, but it's in the low hundreds. So it's a lot of statutes.
Hanaway will not have to run for a full term until 2028, giving her plenty of time to put her stamp on the Attorney General's office and oversee litigation that could have immense ramifications on Missouri's political and policy future. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
Our Fred Ehrlich edited that report. You can listen to more of Hanaway's interview on the Politically Speaking Hour in St. Louis on the Air at noon and 7 p.m. today on St. Louis Public Radio. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. We are a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. I'm Jonathan All, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway. Have a great weekend.